This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. And I am back with my next guest. Wow, this is exciting. I get two people for the price of one here. Liz Constantine, and their names are Lynn and Valerie. And I'm so happy to welcome you to Joy on Paper, Lynn and Valerie.
Thank you.
So great to be here.
Thrilled to be here. Okay, Liv. I like the way you did that. If I was going to write with my sister, I would also love to do something like that, because when you're sisters and you have a sort of the same experiences in many ways, but you have that connection that is so strong, and the two of you have come out with this wonderful, wonderful amalgamation of your personalities.
Thank you.
You know, I love political thrillers. I love thrillers, or suspense in this case. It's also a thriller. It's a psychological thriller. I love anything set in Washington, D.C. I just love the setting, especially when we have the White House and Senate and everybody involved. And you write it about it so beautifully. Of course, Valerie, you actually worked in the White House, so you bring a lot of depth to that part. And then, of course, Lynn, you have, I think, a lot of the, I found a lot of the dialogue. I was thinking, I think this is Lynn. I'm not sure, but I think this is Lynn. So do you guys get mixed yourself up?
We do, sometimes. We do. Yeah, usually when it's something that someone really likes, then we both take credit for it. So that's when
absolutely,
we get
absolutely, right?
Right.
Well,
you know, but it is true. There are times that I will look at something that I particularly like and think, which one of us wrote that? I think I wrote it. I hope I wrote it. But, you know, we're not always sure.
Well, one important question: do each of you have a vintage Balmain gown?
No,
I do not, unfortunately.
In fact, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, start off that one chapter, and she's getting mm-hmm. ready to go to the White House, and she's got a vintage Balmain gown. And I think, whoa, maybe you guys went out and bought yourself a vintage gown because, you know, it'd be tax deductible.
What a great idea.
Research. You know, to write about a gown like that, you really need to have it so you can feel what it's like to have it on your skin. You didn't do that, huh?
Too
no,
long.
But we didn't. I'm going to look that right up.
Over. Yeah, we should go right after this.
Well, I think so.
Wouldn't that be cool? I think I'd love to do your taxes. Put that down. Now, Wow, it must have been fun for you, Valerie, to write a little bit about going back to the White House and going to one of these events, because you were involved in a lot of that.
A little bit of that, yes. I mean, it was many, many years ago that I worked there. And certainly some things have changed over the years, but some things are very much the same. And I think today, with this 24-hour news cycle that we have, and, you know, you kind of get a picture into what goes on in Washington. Everybody does. We pretty much all know what's going on, and we have a really close look, whereas maybe 25 years ago, things were a little bit more obscured to people who were not actually working there. But it certainly helped inform the book when I was writing.
Well, who wants to tell about the premise of the book? Because I love it. We get senators. I love. I just we never seem to have enough. So tell us about what's your spiel on this one?
Okay, I guess I can take a shot at the spiel, right? So yes, we're in the glittering world of Washington D.C. where Sloan Chase Montgomery is back after a tragic shooting accident took her husband. She and Whit, she's really newly married to Whit, another senator who also lost his wife in this same accident. And they're putting their lives back together. She's trying to get back to taking care of her foundation and going to all of the events that they're invited to. But she has to have hip surgery because she's been dealing with lupus over the past 20 years. And so they need to hire a home health care worker, which is supposed to be a temporary thing, and they find Athena Karras, who is a character we get to be in her point of view, and we do know that she's up to something, but we don't know what. So she gets the job, and when Sloan gets home from the hospital, instead of improving over time, she gets worse. And slowly begins to wonder, is this woman that she's now at the mercy of after her life, does she want to take over her life? And it kind of goes on from there.
Yeah, well, Athena is a... It's a little bit of a warning with that name. I don't know about that. I thought right away, okay, what's she up to? Because, you know, there are women who are always trying to grab themselves a senator. So,
exactly.
This is so much fun. I mean, this is really so much fun. I don't know. You know, when you're writing something like this and you're having so much fun writing it, I mean, do you sometimes just giggle to yourself like, what am I doing? I'm having so much fun.
We definitely have a lot of laughs, right, Valerie?
We do. Yes. But it's work, too. It's fun and it's work. But the characters... who you sort of really don't know. You don't know what they're up to, and is this one good? Is this one bad? And there are several of those, and there's several different points of view in the book. So that's what's fun, to sort of make them mysterious, still being fair to the reader, and not throwing in a curve ball that doesn't make sense. So that's, I think that's part of the fun of it.
Now, when you're writing, you know, how do you do the organization? Do you have like a character sheet that both of you work from, where you put everything down about each character? Because, I mean, since you're working separately, you have to sort of keep it all organized.
Yes, yes. I mean, we do. We have a like a list, and because, you know, sometimes we, especially with the minor characters, it's easy to get mixed up with the names, and we'll forget. So we do have a master list that we keep adding to, and we share and update. And then sometimes, you know, we make the mistake of naming a minor character. I did this once, too similar to like a main character, and then Valerie will have to say, oh, you know, I've changed that. So we're always kind of keeping an eye on the names and company names, or any kind of a name in there, because if you only write it for like one or two scenes, it's so easy to forget it, and then when you need to bring it up again, it's like, oh darn it, what was that?
Yeah, you what know, was what that was
the
name?
Driver's name, and yeah, so we definitely mm-hmm. do that.
And it is important, because when you mention a hair color or an eye color, what they look like.
Right.
And this is, recently, you know, last November, a lot of my listeners did NaNoWriMo, and they wrote their stories, you know, in a month. They wrote 50,000 words, and they've been gradually coming back to me ever since the beginning of the year, saying, you know, I finished this book. And then I will say, well, have you done a character list? I mean, do you have a list where you have the details about your characters? Because when you eventually, someday, you're going to have an editor, they're going to want to know these things. They're going to want to know what, you know, who's who and what's what.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we learned
it is
that
helpful.
From other books, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you have beta readers, right?
We do.
Some friends, yes. Our sisters-in-law, and then some friends that we have, yes.
Okay. Again, this is something that I've had to tell these new writers that, yeah, you have to actually let people read the book.
Yeah,
right.
They're ready to send it to an agent, but they haven't had anybody. I mean, they don't want anybody. Their husbands, their sisters, their brothers. They don't want them to read it because they just want to send it straight to the agent. And I said, that's not the way it works. You really got to have somebody read.
Yeah, when we send it, go ahead, Lynn. Are you?
No. Sometimes we'll send it with questions.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
If there are five people reading it, and just to make sure there's no confusion, it's not necessarily asking them what is it good or not. I mean, that, you know, and especially if they're your friends, I'm not going to say, oh, this is terrible. But, you know, any places that they found confusing, any places that were boring to them, you know, any things that seemed completely unrealistic, did they guess the twist, all of those things. And if you see something, if all of them are saying the same thing, like, oh, well, I wasn't really sure what was going on, then you know you have a problem to fix.
Or if they say, you know, it's really dragged here, I lost interest toward the middle, or, yeah, all very helpful.
Exactly. And this is something a writer has to learn to take criticism along the way.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then you get better and better, like you. You do. Ever since you sort of hit the world with the last Mrs. Parrish, which I, you know, just everybody got enthralled with that book, and it sort of put you on the map. And since then, I think you're up. Well, I don't know how many you've sold, but when you got to the first million, what did you do? Did you? I mean, how did you sell? How do you celebrate when you hit a landmark?
You know, we need a better set. We don't really have a ritual, and people have asked us that. And we need to. If you have any suggestions, we're open to that, because we just are like happy, and we'll post on social media, but we don't really have a like, oh, well, you know, toast a glass of champagne or this or that. We need to do that. So we don't. We just are very happy and excited. That's about it.
Yeah. Any suggestions?
Yeah, well, I will come up with one, because I think it's important, actually. It's wonderful, and it's, you know, then with what you're doing, my goodness, do you have the covers for all of the books, the translations of all your books?
We do. I mean, most of them. Mm-hmm. A few of them take a while to come in, but yes, we do. So there's, we're constantly adding bookshelves, and then we have a poster that we made with the book covers as well. Just, you know, that I have in my office. But yeah, there's so many gorgeous covers. We love seeing all
the covers.
It's so interesting,
to see the different interpretations in different countries. It's really fascinating.
It is. I love to see how, you know, different countries pick up a different look for a book.
Yeah.
The same book, but they absolutely can be so different. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with you, now you have 28 languages to 30 languages. I don't know how many languages. You should just make a whole wall, you know, just wallpaper. That's what I would do.
I like that.
You know, that. Really, that's what you should do. And then every time that you hit these landmarks, you know, just wallpaper another part of the wall. Because, whoa, it's amazing. I think it's so exciting always to see people really make a great success of it, but and you know, you can also put a timer now on your website. another one, sort of national debt, like they do that clock.
And
in New York, somebody I know somebody once asked an author, like, what's the best, most exciting thing about writing as, and I, for me, I would say, like, the royalty, man. The royalty. I mean, that gives me a kick.
That's exciting. Yeah, that is exciting.
Yeah, I think so. Because it's wonderful. And I, as I said, with this book, it's just, I think it came out at the perfect time, because everybody's interested in the Senate at the moment. Who belongs on it, in it, and who's fooling around there, and
who should be gone.
And who should be gone, that's right. And and certainly, with your input, you know, you know so much about the background of Washington, D.C., you might have been gone for a while, but really, I don't think it's changed. Long time ago, years and years ago, I worked for a certain politician who, as a matter of fact, is a senator today, a very famous senator. And let me put it this way. It was a long time ago, and that senator has been there a long time. So I have some input into what that senator should be doing at the moment. And so I just got such a kick out of it. I think everybody will love this book. It's just, you know, the mystery is great. The who exactly, who's good, who's bad, and who's all bad, and who's a little bit good. But
thank you.
You have that dynamics. You're able to write nuance. You can do a little nuance to the characters. So
yeah, thank you.
which is important, and of course you've gotten so much. Well, you know, all your books, have any of them been made into films yet?
Not yet.
They're in the process. Yeah,
we have options on too.
You have options. Okay. Well, I've been in the option world.
It's a very slow world.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You can be in that option world for a long time. But
yes.
I'm telling Hollywood, hey, Hollywood out there, those of my listeners who are out there, because I have some, I'd like to do this one and do a movie. You are, again, you have this... I want to be there to get that vintage Balmain gown. And, you know, I think you'd have to select it yourself. And where do you live, the two of you? Different places?
We do.
Yeah, I'm in Maryland. I'm in Connecticut. And Valerie's
in Maryland. Connecticut. Yeah, Valerie's Maryland.
And did you have to take a trip down to Washington D.C. to check things out?
We've both been there a lot, and Valerie lives there, mm-hmm. near there.
Yeah, I'm in Washington, so you know
what's going on there. Well, I think it's a great, great deal of fun to read this book. I enjoyed it so much, and I want to thank you both for being on the program. I know one of the things about writing is that you can keep doing it and keep doing it for years and years. As Mary Higgins Clark was on my program when she was 89 years old, and she was still writing. And in February, I had Eugenia Lovett West was on my program for her 100th birthday.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. That's great to hear.
Isn't it?
I love that. Yes.
So it is something so wonderful. And, of course, now... I don't know if you're going to go on tour or anything, but at least now you can meet people and get out there a little bit.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. We are doing a tour. Right. Yeah, and, we really missed that in the past few years.
And of course, I think Valerie, are you involved with one of the organizations?
International Thriller Writers.
Yeah, who is that? Lynn? Yeah,
that's Lynn.
That's me. Yes, I'm on the board of International Thriller Writers, which is a fabulous organization that supports writers and. Yeah, it's really how we got inspired to start writing again back in 2012.
Right.
And so I'll be at Thriller Fest in another week.
Oh, that's right. The beginning of June here. So, that's going to be fantastic. That's going to be fantastic. I just had Hannah Mary McKinnon on, and she's going to be there. And she's from Canada.
Right. Yes. She's a good friend. Yes, we love her.
Okay, well, she was on just a few minutes ago, so you'll see her.
Oh, that's so funny.
Isn't that nice? Because I love her. She's terrific. Well, one of the things I wonder, I have a few minutes. I'm going to ask you, I don't know, put you on the hot seat. Is there going to be a discussion about AI covers?
Thriller Fest?
Thriller Fest? Well, I don't know. There might. I think there actually is a panel or a class. I mean, I know there is a lot of discussion around AI in every facet of the writing world in all of the organizations. So I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but that sort of rings a bell. I do think there might be something on that.
There might be something. I wasn't able to go this year. First of all, I didn't want to plan anything because you had to plan it earlier, you know. I didn't know who knew what. What's going to happen with COVID next, and the thought of sitting on a plane with a mask on just freaks me out.
Where are you located?
Clearwater, Florida. Clearwater.
Oh, nice. Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, it is. It's so gorgeous here. So, yeah, you can come down and have a convention here anytime.
That would be great.
This would be perfect. And what we did, we had BoucherCon here. Before the pandemic, everything's like before. Nowadays, we go before and after the pandemic. You know,
isn't it the truth?
I know.
So
hard to remember what year it is.
I know. It's all blurred. It just got all blurred. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have a lot of fun at this convention. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Stay safe in New York. I don't know where you're staying, stay safe and have a wonderful time. And I hope they will ban AI covers. So that's all I
have.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Because we need to keep illustrators working. They need money too. You know. So I hope that if they're going to have a vote on it, to keep AI covers off of these books because it's not fair. Anyway, everyone is always going to be happy when they read your book, so make sure everybody get this wonderful book. Senator's Wife is by Liv Constantine, and you can see they have a website, and you can find out both about Lynn and about Valerie there, and the book is wonderful. again, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much for having us. It was great to see you.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.